And the story goes a little bit like this. It's about a letter I wrote to my grandmother a few days after Christmas. I was in South Vietnam, in a place called Asha Valley. I was in the Marine Corps, and myself and some of the other Marines were sitting around. We were talking about home, getting a little homesick. So we all decided to write a letter. It was a few days after Christmas, so I guess everyone like myself was writing about Christmas Eve and Christmas Day in Vietnam. And I started out by telling my grandmother that growing up as a child, I truly enjoyed Christmas. As it began to get dark and night began to fall over the valley, the big guns began to sound. And we could hear in the distance gunfire. The gunfire intensified and we became involved, and the enemy was shooting in and we were firing out. And as the night moved on, it got louder and more intense. Sometimes the firing was so great and so intense that we felt like the world was coming to an end. We had never seen or heard such firepower the whole time we'd been in country. And then just as quickly as the firing started, it stopped. And a voice came on the intercom, on the hook, and the voice simply said, "Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Day." And then the valley was still and quiet. Like so many others, I'm sure, I held my breath to wait and see if the silence and if the peace would hold. And someone shot a flare, one single flare up in the sky in the darkness of night, and it looked like a giant star. And a lieutenant came on the hook and said, "Don't shoot the flares. It'll light up our position. They'll be able to see us. Don't shoot the flares." And before he could finish even saying it, another flare was shot, and another. And the flares just came from everywhere, and it lit up the whole valley as bright as day. And men came out of their bunkers and out of their holes and climbed up on top of the bunkers and up on top of their guns. And you could see the shadows of the men in the light of the flare. And then the strangest thing happened, Mom. Everyone started to sing "Silent Night." And it sounded like one giant chorus in that valley. I mean, everyone was singing. And then I told my mother that, you know, I meant what I said about enjoying Christmas as I grew up. And I still enjoy Christmas today. But I find it the most amazing thing that I had to go 13,000 miles away from home to a place called Asha Valley in Southeast Asia to discover the real meaning of Christmas. To get a true understanding of peace on earth and goodwill toward men. And I'll never, ever, ever forget it. Merry Christmas to you one and all. Merry Christmas.